Oh, I could not forget his look and his paleness when he whispered, "Jane, I've got a blow. I've got a blow, Jane." I could not forget how the arm had trembled which he rested on my shoulder, and it was no light matter which could thus bow the resolute spirit and thrill the vigorous frame of Fairfax Rochester. "When will he come? When will he come?" I cried inwardly, as the night lingered and lingered, as my bleeding patient drooped, moaned, sickened, and neither day nor aid arrived. I had again and again held the water to Mason's white lips, again and again offered him the stimulating salts. My efforts seemed ineffectual. Either bodily or mental suffering, or loss of blood, or all three combined, were fast prostrating his strength. He moaned so, and looked so weak, wild and lost, I feared he was dying, and I might not even speak to him. The candle, wasted at last, went out. As it expired, I perceived streaks of grey light edging the window curtains. Dawn was then approaching. Presently I heard Pilot bark far below, out of his distant kennel in the courtyard. Hope revived. Nor was it unwarranted. In 5 minutes more, the grating key, the yielding lock, warned me my watch was relieved. It could not have lasted more than 2 hours. Many a week has seemed shorter.